Respectfully. Nah.
La cosa bonita yo tenga sin reno porque nada de boda. La cosa pequeña yo me salí mal porque nada de boda.
Right, so let's just get into it, because honestly, some of the rules we grew up with, absolute chaos. Kitchen edition first. Like, Mina, did your family have that thing where dinner had to be over by 7 p.m? Or was it just mine that felt like eating a biscuit after sunset was basically a health hazard?
No, girl, listen. My abuela was definitely a food clock watcher. If you tried to microwave anything after Wheel of Fortune, she'd pop up out of nowhere like, "That's why your digestion's slow, mija." It did not matter if you'd actually eaten lunch at like 5. It was about the principle or whatever mythical science they believed.
Exactly. Let's not even get started on kitchen superstitions. Okay, my nan. She had this thing with her Victoria sponge. If anyone even looked at the oven door while it was baking, she would go full security guard. You couldn't open it, you couldn't walk past, you pretty much had to hold your breath. No one knew the reason. I still don't. She just said the cake would fall, like collapse or something. But she could never explain why, ever. Still, no, I was too scared to test it. Imagine ruining Nan's cake and the family legacy in one go.
You know what's wild? The cast iron pan situation. My grandma, she acted like there were state secrets in that thing. Nobody else could clean it. Wipe? Yes. Soap? Blasphemy. Apparently all the family flavor was tied to the pan's history. And if you so much as scrubbed, you'd erase generations. But like, what if someone made scrambled eggs and burnt it? Am I just supposed to eat the ashes for heritage?
No, but seriously, it's this whole food mythology. Like, was it about making us care about the food or just making us nervous about the food? I always felt like these rules just made family meals more stressful. Did you ever feel like you were on edge constantly? Not because you were hungry, but worried you'd break the food code?
Yes. Like, the idea was to make meals sacred or preserve these secrets. But half the time you just wanted to not mess up and not make someone mad. And you never got an actual answer, just because I said so. I feel like it's just vibes. Honestly, old school family vibes, but stressful vibes. Right, so speaking of stressful, let's talk old school gender rules. Like, why does everyone's family have that one unwritten thing? At my grandma's house, Sunday dinner meant the women, all my cousins, my mom. We'd be serving food, refilling everyone's cup, basically unpaid waitstaff. Always, 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 the women ate last. Like, literally, the food had cooled off by the time it was your turn. I started questioning it early because I was like, why though? Who benefits from this?
Yeah, same in my dad's side, for sure. I remember it was always my aunties who'd be shuffling, plates loaded, not sitting down till all the menfolk were sorted. Meanwhile, boys just got to be boys. Run around, no pressure. And the whole boys don't cry thing. Do you know how many times I heard that? Like, showing emotions was some kind of weakness code in the house.
Exactly. And it's not that people didn't love each other. It's just the rules, they made no sense. But they made you feel guilty for even questioning it. I used to try and sneak food first, and my grandma would clap back with, "The women eat last. That's respect." Like, respect to whom? Respect to cold rice?
Do you think any of it actually protected anyone, though? Or was it just like the original fake news, like you said? Because people always say, it's tradition, but no one ever says, this is good for you, because... and then gives you a proper reason.
I think it was meant to be protective in some way. Like, teaching sacrifice, whatever. but honestly, it mostly felt like control. You learn to make yourself small, quiet, helpful. Maybe that's why I talk too loud now. If I had a dollar for every time an elder side-eyed me for refusing to serve first, I'd have enough to cater my own Sunday dinner with hot food.
Yeah, and I always wonder who made these rules up in the first place. Like, was there a kitchen council somewhere back in the day? New law, men get first dibs on jollof rice. It's interesting, though. Now, when I see it happening, I just feel like we're acting out scripts no one remembers writing. So let's get into the silence thing, the code of what happens here stays here. I feel like, in my family, it was seen as a way to keep us safe. But really, it just meant you never talked about real stuff. Especially if it was about mental health or, like, money problems, people would act like you'd said a curse word just for bringing it up.
Oh, that's so real. My grandma could write a whole novel just, don't let nobody know our business. If you had something heavy going on, sadness, stress, debt, whatever, you were supposed to just hold it. Sometimes generations held it. But bottling it up just makes everything worse. Like, you're struggling but pretending not to. It turns pain into family tradition.
It's mad how that plays out differently, though. Like, my Angolan relatives, for them, no news is good news almost means please don't tell me bad news. It's like silence is this shield, but the downside is you never ask for help or talk about what's actually wrong. Sometimes I wish they'd just air it out. A problem shared is sometimes a problem halved, innit?
But you know what's wild? Even though it's frustrating, there's this weird comfort in knowing folks everywhere are basically winging it, making up rules and trying to protect what matters. Sometimes it worked. Sometimes it just kept us in the dark. I guess our generation's job is to ask why and maybe start telling the real stories, even if it makes people uncomfortable.
Yeah, like, break the cycle, but keep the spices, you know?
Not the trauma, just the seasoning. But really, thank you for chopping it up with me, Amara. Next episode, maybe we'll get into myths about dating, because I got a few.
Oh, I'm ready for that one. All right, everyone, thanks for listening. Stay nosy, question everything, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, y'all.